This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. I hope your day is going so well, and I hope that we make it just a little bit better in the time that we are going to spend together today. Thanks so much for being here, hanging out with me. Today is a motivational mini-sode, a little friendly kick in the pants, but I want to start with an announcement about another free tool available to you to help you stay focused and motivated, really attentive to what you want most and what you can do today and every day to create it. And that new free tool is a Primal Potential Alexa skill. If you know what I mean, then you can find it. But if you don't know what I mean, let me take just a second to explain what it is, how it works, and why I am doing it. So Alexa is Amazon's version of Apple's Siri, right? It's a digital assistant. And Amazon launched these devices, the Echo, the Dot, I'm sure there's a bunch of other ones. I have the Echo personally. It serves as a speaker, but like a smart speaker that also runs a lot of different applications. For example, I listen to my music on Spotify through my Echo device. What you can do with these apps is totally up to you, but one of the things that I've done and what I'm doing with Primal Potential is setting up a daily briefing. Think of this as like your daily refresher on whatever it is you want to be briefed on. So you wake up and you say, Alexa, play my daily briefing or play my flash briefing. And whatever skills you have subscribed to, she'll play for you. So you might decide to do something like a word of the day so you can hear a new word every day. I don't personally do that, but in my own daily briefing, I hear the weather for where I live. I hear a financial update, a stock update from something called the Motley Fool Stock Watch. And I also hear a short clip from Gary Vaynerchuk. His Alexa skill is called Gary V365. And now part of my daily briefing is Primal Potential Daily Bites. So Primal Potential Daily Bites are just short messages, kind of like what I used to do with the Daily Motivations podcast, which I stopped doing back in the summer, except these are not just motivation. Some of them certainly are, but these are just short messages that could be answers to common questions that I get. It could be an audio version of the blog, the Primal Potential blog, because I know most people are not frequenting the site. Most people are turning to audio now more than ever. But it also could be motivation. It could be a question to ask yourself. So I'm really excited about Primal Potential Daily Bites. It will come to Google Home devices here soon, but for now it is available through Amazon's Alexa app. And I put instructions over on the blog. I will also link to them in the show notes for today's episode with how to subscribe. Step-by-step screenshots on how to subscribe. It's super easy. It takes like 5 seconds. You basically open up your Alexa app, you hit skills in the menu, and then you just search for Primal Potential or Primal Potential Daily Bites. Both will bring it up, and you just select enable. And then every day, you simply ask Alexa to play your daily briefing or your flash briefing, and you will hear those daily bites. Again, they're just answers to common questions or motivations for the day, challenges or questions to ask yourself for that day, and sometimes also the daily blog, because I love those blogs. They represent how I motivate myself every day, how I focus every day. But we're sort of moving away from the time when people go to websites to read the blog. So I thought this was a cool audio way to get that out to more people and ultimately to help you just get in touch with what you want. It's so easy to have amazing intentions and big goals and want to create change in your life, but then you sort of drift away from it because life gets in the way, and really because we allow life to get in the way. And so anything that helps us anchor to what we want to be doing, how we want to be using our time and our attention is really powerful. So it's free. It is available now, and I hope you really enjoy it. Again, if you're not sure how to do it or what it is, you want to hear this again, head over to the show notes on primalpotential.com, and I've linked to an overview as well as step-by-step instructions on the blog, which will be linked up in the show notes. Okay, what I want to chat with you about today is something that's so obvious, most of us don't even notice it. It happens naturally. And yet, if we pay a little bit more attention to it, it can truly be a superpower, and we can use it in an incredibly powerful and easy way. This thing that I'm referring to is the obvious but overlooked fact that we can convince ourselves of pretty much anything. And you've already convinced yourself of basically everything you believe. Whether it's serving you or not, whether it's helping you or it's hurting you, almost everything we believe because we have convinced ourselves of it. We sort of create a framework or a perspective to convince ourselves of absolutely everything, from how we feel about other people to how we feel about anything in general, people aside, including ourselves, our abilities, our potential, etc. Positive and negative, you convince yourself of virtually anything and everything. What is true, what is not true, what you believe, what you don't believe, what you think. Your opinions of other people, you have convinced yourself of them. It's not that they have convinced you. You interpret what they do, what they say, and with that, you've convinced yourself that so-and-so is nice, or that so-and-so is a jerk, or that this person is selfish or mean or conceited or amazing. We convince ourselves of virtually everything we believe because of the stories we tell ourselves about those things or those people, and the things we focus on or choose not to focus on, right? Where this becomes most powerful is in what we've convinced ourselves about ourselves. You either convince yourself that you're punctual or that you're not. You can convince yourself that you're focused or you're unfocused, that you're stuck or that you're not stuck, that you're generous or that you're selfish. You can convince yourself of virtually anything. And this is not only true, it is also a tool. And I want to help you use this tool more effectively. I'll give you an example. I can convince myself very easily that I am not an athlete. It depends on what I focus on and the framework through which I see everything I do and think and experience, right? I can convince myself that I am not an athlete by focusing on, okay, I'm not very fast, and I've never been awesome at any sport. I've really only been average at best. I don't compete in anything, so I'm not an athlete. Yeah, I work out, but I just do it for fun. I'm not an athlete. Based on what I choose to focus on, I convince myself of that, but I can also convince myself that I am an athlete, again, by what I choose to focus on, how I choose to twist things, the filter through which I see my abilities, my inabilities, and just my perspective overall, right? If I want to convince myself that I am an athlete, I can say, I'm strong. I'm focused. I compete against myself. I lift weights. I run. I practice yoga. I use my body daily. I like to train. I don't have to compete against other people to be an athlete. I am athletic. Therefore, I am an athlete. And even if you're saying, oh, I'm not athletic, I can become athletic, therefore I can become an athlete. Just by using my body differently, maybe by getting a coach, I can become an athlete. So you could convince yourself you're not, you could convince yourself you are, you could convince yourself you can become an athlete, or you could convince yourself that you can't become an athlete. All of those options are open to you, and it depends entirely on your perspective and what you focus on. The reason that this is such a powerful super tool is because whatever it is that you feel like you can't do, or you've told yourself is just who you are and how things are, you, by changing your perspective, by changing your story, by changing what you focus on, you can change it. One thing that I'm working on changing right now is how I see my work persona, right? Because I understand I can convince myself of anything, and I have convinced myself that I'm not very focused. For most of my life, I've said I have the attention span of a fruit fly. And so when I get bored with something, usually after about 60 seconds or so, I'm like, I have no attention span, and I hop to the next thing. And then I'm like, I need to get up. I need to get a drink. I need to do this. Well, I have the attention span of a fruit fly, so that's just what I am. That's just who I am. That's just what I do. I convinced myself through my actions, but also through my thoughts, and also through the permission I give myself to jump from one thing to the next. But I can also convince myself differently. And it's not just through belief. It's not that I hop from one task to the next every minute and tell myself I'm so focused. How do we convince anybody of anything? It's not just in what we say, right? Your kid can tell you that they've brushed their teeth, but that doesn't mean you're convinced if they smell like dinner, right? But you're convinced when you saw them do it. You are convinced when their toothbrush is wet, although that's not enough for a lot of kids. I used to run my toothbrush under the sink in case my dad would feel it. But you're convinced when you've seen them do it. You're convinced when their breath smells like toothpaste, right? We convince ourselves not just in what we say, but in backing it up with action. So I am actively in the process of convincing myself that I don't multitask, that I am focused, that I stay with one task until it's done, and that by focusing, I get more done and I'm more calm and less overwhelmed. I can convince myself of nearly anything, and I can convince myself into a new pattern of behavior by no longer telling this story that I have the attention span of a fruit fly. Today, I'm staying focused. Today, I'm doing one thing at a time. Today, I'm putting my phone on airplane mode while I write, because otherwise, I'll be checking Instagram or text messages every 7 seconds. I can convince myself one way or another, and so can you, right? We can convince ourselves that we're crushing it, that we're trying hard, or that we're not. And convincing is about more than what we say and what we think. It's about what we do. One of my clients recently convinced herself that she was having a bad week. She was in a small fender bender on one day, and then again on the next day, 2 minor car accidents in 2 days. And then she said, and then I went to the gym and realized I forgot my shoes. She convinced herself that she was having a bad week. But she could also convince herself that that was actually a really great week. She got in 2 car accidents in 2 days and was fine. Fine enough to go to the gym. What are the chances? Some people get in 1 wreck and they're killed or they're maimed. She got in 2 days and was still getting to the gym. Whoa. What a blessing. Perspective. You can convince yourself of anything. Just this morning, I came out of a meditation. This is the week, as I record this, I have completed my training in transcendental meditation. I'll talk about that more in the future, I'm sure. But as I came out of my meditation, I was thinking about how many days I tell myself, I convince myself that there's not enough time. Yeah, there is. There's the same amount of time every single day. And there are people that have the same amount of time with a bunch of kids and running multiple businesses and being married and having long commutes and having medical treatments and. I have more than enough time. And I'm not getting any more. There is zero purpose to saying there's not enough time. There is a fixed amount of hours in every day. And what is most true is I don't know how much time I have. I might have a week left on this earth, or 100 years. I don't know. But to say, I don't have enough time, there's not enough hours in the day, how many times do we waste time with narratives like that when it's fixed? We can't create more time, so why would we tell a story about there not being enough? It is what it is. I can convince myself that there's more than enough time, that I can watch less TV, that I could skip my workout if I wanted to, if I feel like I need that time for something else, that I could get up earlier, that I could stay up later, that I could cut out meaningless things. I didn't have to go out to dinner last night. You convince yourself of nearly anything. And this will work for you or against you. You can convince yourself that you have no self-control by saying it over and over, by not controlling your choices or your words or your thoughts. But you can also convince yourself that you do have self-control. How are you going to do that today? How would somebody else convince you if you believed that somebody in your life had no self-control and that was a real problem for you and that relationship? How could they convince you that they do? So how can you convince yourself that you do? What would you need to do today to begin convincing yourself that you do, in fact, have self-control? What would be a controlled choice or decision or thought that you could make today? This is also really powerful when it comes to other people. Because so often we convince ourselves that so-and-so is selfish or so-and-so is rude. The reality is, we've all done rude or selfish things, and we've all done really kind and unselfish things as well. When we make a judgment about somebody else being rude or selfish or whatever it is, we're choosing to make a decision to convince ourselves of who they are and what they are and how they operate based on criteria we've selected, based on instances we are focusing on. There are other things we could focus on, for sure. Because we can convince ourselves of nearly anything. You can convince yourself that that someone is a jerk, but you could also convince yourself that they're not. You could convince yourself of all the things they do and all the ways that they are actually really decent or even just neutral. You could convince yourself that you're a jerk if you focus on the things you've done and the mistakes you've made that are kind of jerkish moves. But you can also convince yourself that you're kind and generous if you choose to focus on those things. I understand that this might sound repetitive, but you need to realize that if you are believing something about yourself that you don't like or want, you have the ability today to convince yourself otherwise. And the same is true of other people or other situations. You can choose to convince yourself that your relationship is falling apart because so-and-so doesn't care, doesn't try. But you can also focus on the things they've done that do show they care. The things they've done to try. You get to convince yourself of absolutely anything. Anything. You build a case for what you believe. Through what you focus on, what you do, what you say, and what you think. You can build a case that you can't change by doing the same things over and over. But you can also build a case that you can change by identifying what you can do differently today and then doing that thing. Through our choices, we build a case for what we believe. Through our thoughts, we build a case for what we believe. What will you convince yourself of today? I literally stopped when I thought of this question and I made a list of the things I need to convince myself of. For example, that connecting with other people is easy for me. For most of my life, I've convinced myself that it's not, that I'm an introvert, that I'm not really a people person, that it's hard for me to connect with others. Well, I can convince myself that that's not true, that I make friends easily, that I connect with other people effortlessly, but it's not about just believing that. So I say, how can I convince myself that I connect with other people easily today? What can I do to do that? I can speak to everybody instead of keeping my head down in the grocery store. I can say hello and I can smile and I can be friendly. I can reach out to somebody that maybe it scares me a little bit to extend myself and say, hey, do you want to get a cup of coffee? But that is part of how I convince myself that I'm really great at connecting with people. That people feel warm and welcome when they interact with me. What do you need to convince yourself of? And what will you do today to convince yourself? How will you convince yourself? One of the things that I'm also working on is the focus. I need to convince myself that I'm not always multitasking, that I'm not always rushing. How will I convince myself of that today? Putting my phone on airplane mode when I'm writing, doing one thing at a time and staying with it until it's done, listening to people when they're talking to me and not being on my phone, right? And telling myself that I'm focused, reminding myself, congratulating myself when I focus, redirecting my attention when I'm not focused. I want you to stay with this question until you have an answer. What will you convince yourself of today and how? Maybe you need to convince yourself that change is possible for you. Okay, how? How can you convince yourself today that change is possible for you? By doing something different? Okay, what? What can you do differently today to begin to convince yourself that change is possible for you? Maybe you say, I'm not going to eat after dinner. That's something that I've always struggled with and haven't believed that I have the power to change. So for today, I'm not going to eat after dinner. Great, do that. Stay with that intention all day long. Today, I'm convincing myself that I can change. And part of that is doing things differently. And the thing I'm doing differently just for today is not eating after dinner. You can convince yourself of almost anything. Look at what you believe. Look at what you believe about your finances. Look at what you believe about your fitness. Look at what you believe about your body and understand that you have convinced yourself of that. Where do you need to convince yourself of something else? And how are you going to work on convincing yourself of that new thing, that new belief, that new capability or potential? How are you going to do that today? One of the things that I posted on the blog recently, kind of to change gears here as we wrap up, I posted last week on the blog about 5 things I'm doing to make the rest of my month the best of my month. Because here we are already at the end of January 2018, 1 month into a new year. It's so easy to start out anything with great intentions, a new year, a new month, a new week, a new day, and then drift from that. And so I always challenge myself to make the rest of something, the best of it, whether it's the tail end of a workout, the tail end of a day, the tail end of the month in this case. One of the things I shared was that I want to cook more often. The last month has been so crazy for me while I've been bouncing back and forth between my apartment in Metro West to the tiny house on Cape Cod. The tiny house, I had to stay there a lot, but it wasn't working right, so I couldn't cook. All that's behind me, more or less. And I am determined to make the rest of my month the best of my month by cooking more, because now I have a functioning kitchen, which is awesome. And that post brought up a bunch of questions about what I eat and when I eat, because I used to share that on the blog. I'm not sharing that on the blog, but I am still sharing that, especially on Instagram. So for those of you that are like, it would be helpful for me to see your food choices, what you eat, when you eat, how much you eat. If you're not following me on Instagram, you're not going to see that. So you can follow me on Instagram by following @ElizabethBenton. I know a few months ago I was saying, let's move it over to @PrimalPotential, but not really anybody listened, so which is fine. We're going to be on @ElizabethBenton for a while, so you can follow me there. But here's the scoop. You're going to first look at my Instagram profile and you're going to be like, what the heck? It's just this white and green grid and no pictures of what you eat. And you are right. In the posts, that's not where I share what I eat and this pledge to cook more and all of that. So it's in Instagram stories. So when you are in Instagram and you follow @ElizabethBenton, you can go to my page, which is awesome, and you can see all the posts and there's lots of great stuff there. But also at the top of your Instagram feed, you'll notice these little circles. And the circles have faces in them, like the faces of the people that you follow. And when you click on that, that's somebody's story, right? Which is different from a post. Stories are up for 24 hours, and then they disappear after 24 hours. But it's on those stories that I share the more personal stuff. So personal photos, personal videos, and food stuff, that is where that will be. So if you're curious about what I'm eating, especially when I say things like, I'm gonna cook more, what does that look like? Because most of you guys know, I don't like food prep. I don't like to spend a lot of time in the kitchen. The other day when I made this post and said I was gonna be cooking more, one of the things that I've been cooking with a lot more is the Nuco, N-U-C-O, Nuco coconut wraps. That got a lot of questions on the Instagram story. So you know I don't do a lot of bread or grain products, but one of my staples when I am cooking at home, which I am doing much more of now that I am settled, are these Nuco coconut wraps. I don't do tortillas, but they're like tortillas, yet the only ingredients are coconut meat, coconut water, and coconut oil. But they don't have like a really strong coconut flavor. They have a little bit of it, but not a strong one, because I think things with a strong coconut flavor taste like shampoo. Don't ask me why. It's just my weird thing. Anyway, I've been sharing pictures of how I'm using those, including breakfast burritos, which is more like brunch for me. I don't eat early in the morning. In fact, as I'm recording this, it's 10:36 a.m. I haven't eaten yet, but I probably will around 1 o'clock. And that will be my first meal of the day, which will be a breakfast-like meal. But I use these Nuco coconut wraps in a lot of different ways, including tortillas. So the one that got a lot of questions is I took the Nuco coconut wrap and I put a little bit of the Primal Kitchen Chipotle Lime Mayo on there and then some bacon and some eggs and I wrapped it up like a breakfast burrito. So good. But I also use them to make quesadillas because I love Mexican food and I don't do a lot of cheese. So this isn't something I do daily, but a couple of times a month, it's so good to use these Nuco coconut wraps and use them just like you would a tortilla, right? So you put a little bit of butter oil in the pan, you lay down one of the Nuco coconut wraps, put whatever cheese you prefer in it. You can definitely add veggies in there too. Add another Nuco wrap on top and then just flip it back and forth until it's crispy and melted, etc. And I love to do that with a little bit of guacamole. So I am a huge fan of those and they triggered a lot of questions. The ingredients are just coconut meat, coconut water, and extra virgin olive oil. They do sell flavored versions, like there's a turmeric flavored one, but I'm not a big fan of turmeric. Just personal preference. I don't love the flavor. So I like the plain ones and you can use them in a lot of different ways. They're a little chewy, but I think tortillas are too. And so I personally really enjoy them. I've yet to really find them in grocery stores though. I have not found them in Whole Foods or Roche Brothers or any of the grocery stores near me. They do sell them on Amazon. I do get mine through Thrive Market. I think they're pretty affordable. You get a pack of them. Retail is $8.99, but on Thrive Market, they're $5.99. So that's 33% less. That is where I get them. And I use them in a lot of different ways. I also use them to make tortilla chips. So if I want something to like dip in, I mentioned in the VIP email, the sour cream dip that I have been making with the French onion organic valley dip mix. And so baking these Nuco coconut wraps, cutting them into triangles, baking them is a great way to do it too. You could fry them, but honestly, I don't think I've ever fried anything in my life. I fear the oil splatter, so I don't do that. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that because it got a lot of questions. So in short, if you want to see more of what I am eating, follow me on Instagram and pay attention for that little circle in the top of your Instagram feed with my face in it. When you click that, you can see the last 24 hours worth of stories. Check it often though, because like I said, not like 20 times a day often, but daily because the stories disappear after 24 hours. And then the other thing is those Nuco wraps. I haven't found them in grocery stores. I will certainly let you know if I do, or you can comment on the show notes if you know a grocery store that sells these Nuco wraps. I get mine through Thrive Market. They are only $5.99 there, which is over 30% less than what I found them for on Amazon. I don't know about you, but spending that much less on groceries is a really big deal. So anyway, that is the scoop. If you want to give them a try, I will link to them over in the show notes at primalpotential.com, or you can go to thrivemarket.com/primalpotential and check them out. I hope you guys have a great day. And remember, you can convince yourself of anything. Use that power wisely. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.